Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
The comments, because our kids will go through our comments on some of our TikToks, and they'll bring it up and like, that person was so mean, or like, does that hurt your feelings? Like, I never even read it. And also, no, but I think that's also a really good example for our kids, seeing that they actually are seeing things like reviews and all of that, and that they're getting an example of, you can't hurt me, I don't even know you. Like, yeah. You can't hurt, like, and that's for us. We know that it can hurt a lot of people. It doesn't hurt our feelings. We would hope that everybody would feel that way, no matter what you can't say.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
All right, so this is the Wednesday podcast, and we were just saying
hot topics.
It's hot middle of the hot day. We're going to record that, and it's going to be the intro sometime. Things we say we're going to do.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, there's actually a recording studio at Taylor School. We could probably go there and use it. The guy was showing me how it all works.
Oh, like you're going to do like your...
Yeah, we're going to
do and then just hang it on
and
your
then
thing.
One of the kids is going to, one of the students... can edit and remix it for a project.
I love that for us.
I should put that, and then we both have our voices, and then he adds
I'm
all
not
the instruments. No, no, you are.
No.
No, it's like Britney Spears. You don't have to be a good singer.
No.
And you just add it in.
No.
And we were talking about how the Kristen Cavallari and her Montana boy boyfriend, and how, you know, everyone's like, obviously we're going to talk about it. It's a hot topic there. She's
if
famous.
If it is on Facebook, we're going to talk about it. We don't get our news anywhere else. So if it's a hot topic and we're on Facebook because we're moms of that generation who lived on Facebook, we're going to talk about
it. And it's so perfect that The Thought of You, the movie based on the book, is coming out on May 2nd. And it's literally like basically... Kristen Cavallari's boyfriend is in a boy band. Let's just say that's a TikTok boy band. He might not
basically
sing, but he's in a boy group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in this book, she falls in love with one of the members of a boy band.
Listen,
same shit.
If a hot topic, if Catherine Foster and David Foster had hooked up at the time we were doing this podcast,
we would have talked about
it. We would have talked about it. So it has nothing to do with the girl, male, boy thing. It's just who is in the news.
And what's interesting, like, I mean, if you have two people that are like the same age, like getting together, a little more boring. This is juicy because a lot of us women are Kristen Cavallari's age. And the idea, the thought of going through being attracted to a younger man, because some people say, oh, I wouldn't be attracted to a younger man. And it's funny because I heard that on her podcast recently.
She said it.
She had a relationship like expert on, and they recommended to her to actually go out with an older man. That would be well suited for her. She's like,
because she is a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like a woman.
She's a boss.
Like she's a, like
she can cook.
She's done so much in her life.
Yeah.
So it was, that's what I would see if you want, but we're done
but
with that.
But then it kind of makes sense that you've got all this shit
I'm
on your plate.
I'm so tired of being a grown up.
I just want a little fun ticket who literally has the skin.
And they might
of milk.
They might have deep, wonderful conversations and be compatible in so many ways.
I really want to talk to her.
And last forever.
Kristen?
Everyone wants to talk to her right now.
I'd like to talk to you.
So right off the hop.
I'll talk to him instead.
Right off the hop. Jason Kelce retired.
Oh, yeah.
The bigger deal with that is everyone is talking about how his mom, Donna, raised two emotionally available men that are comfortable crying in public and were there for each other. He flew home from his girlfriend's show to support his brother.
Close, yeah.
But if you watch the documentary, that's on Prime. I got yelled at for saying it was on Netflix. It's on Prime. He raised him in a lot of ways, which is interesting because wasn't the dad, wasn't the mom. Mm. It was Jason who got him back into football and kept him kind of on the straight and narrow, and he was like responsible for him at university. And I was like, wow. So I think he owes a lot to him.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I think he knows it.
And I guess when you watch someone so close to you retire, when you have so many memories, it must feel like I'm doing that soon too. I mean, because Travis is 34.
I don't know. I think Travis might be pretty excited for his retirement because he's got plans.
Who's the oldest football player still playing?
Like Tom was one of the oldest.
How old is he?
40. Well, he was 40 before he retired and he was playing.
And he's a quarterback and you're not really supposed to touch them anymore.
Mm.
Like hurt them before you could hurt them.
Mm. Now you don't break Tom's face.
Now he got new rules put in because of Tom Brady.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I think there's like very, very minimal that are like old.
Over 35.
And yes.
And you're not old. It's just old for the sport.
Yes. And I would know because I like to Google who old athletes.
So, retired. Retired old.
I'll take a living one, but they don't last that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like a working one.
And they don't put it in their bio. Mm-mm. Old football player. Mm-hmm. Doesn't hit the same.
I have to say 35 plus football player.
Yeah. Yeah.
But retired is great.
Retired, because Nat has a cutoff age, and under 35, she's not interested in.
Although, after all this conversation, maybe put a really hot, confident, like him, Montana boy, because he's big too, in front of me, and
you're there for it.
I don't know. We should try.
Okay.
And see if I could imagine it. Would I ever go there? Because I do like an older man.
You do like an older man. Yeah, you do like an older man, but that's new for you.
I've never really been into younger men.
Justin Bieber.
I never wanted to make out with him. Really? He's my favorite singer.
Oh, you didn't like I thought you thought he was so cute.
No, I mean, he looks like my children. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was never sexually attracted to him. He's my favorite singer. I can't believe
Whitey,
I can actually say.
Whitey.
That was a weird thing.
That was just an anomaly.
And I never actually went through the motions of like.
Sleeping with him.
Not even
you
kissing.
You did not sleep with him.
No, I did not imagine I said, but like just when he did those eyes, it was just, whoa.
Whitey was an online phenomenon for a hot minute, but as TikTok does, you come and you go, and I'm not sure where I haven't seen him in a long time.
He came up on my live recently. He's doing the same thing. I feel like he's back where he lived. I mean, he was a superstar for a minute, but he does have unique content. He should keep going with that.
I agree. He'll come back around. What was old is new again. What's new is old again. Whatever. So I was, we were talking about Hot Topics now. We're a little bit behind because of March break, our spring break. But I saw this topic come up on the Today Show. And I thought to myself, why is it Hot Topics if, here you go. Bradley Cooper and Dax Shepard both say they let their daughters watch them poop. Now, you're a mom, you've had an audience in the bathroom with you from about the time they were born. You've had it. That's not breaking news. If a mom said it, everyone would be like, And mm-hmm. it feels like because a man has it. Has your kids ever watched your husband poop?
I'm going to say no.
Have they watched you poop?
Oh, they've watched me insert tampons and pull them out. All my boys. I will do it to this day.
So
I actually do it a little bit. Like at first I didn't really think about it. But then when someone's like, oh, I've never done that before. I was like, wait. And maybe there's a part of me that kind of does it just so that they understand what's going on.
I'm like, you're in the bathroom. I'm going to do everything.
Yeah. But also, like, boys, you should know this is what tampons do. And just so you know, they don't go in your pee holes.
But they do get it. They understand after one or two times. Every time might be.
No, because I want them to see how annoying it is for me every freaking time.
Yeah, and I mean, if they haven't learned their lesson and they're still coming back, there's something something endearing about tampon switching.
Or it's like they're desensitized to it, which is great because that's the way they should be. It's kind of like when I bled through my jeans last week and I was like, I would show you, but then Chloe was there and I was like, I'll show Chloe because this will happen to her one day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my kids are not like that. No. The bathroom is very open mm-hmm. in our house. And I should read the comments on that post because I wonder what
I feel like.
What do you think it's going to be like?
No, first of all, I feel like there's a surgence of dad stuff and it could just be. It could just be us, but I feel like a lot
good thing we own dad truths.
I feel like there's a lot of like dad stuff coming up, like dad's perspective, dad podcast.
It is annoying though when it like a celebrity does it. It's like breaking news. You know, I'm like moms have been in the bathroom with their children since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like why does it get a headline as a man? Why now?
I don't know, but I feel sorry for those kids because I don't want to be in a bathroom when a man is pooing.
I mean, gross. Do you think yours smells better? Like, really?
I just think same thing about a man sitting there pooing. I mean, when I poo, I feel like...
It's cute.
It's just so normal. It's so regular. It's so... There's nothing, like, there's nothing felt. It's just, it happens all the time. It's no big deal.
It's just like, I just go to the bathroom.
I just poo. Someone's taking a deuce.
Oh, I forgot. People in Canada can't see this content. I've got to go.
So weird, guys. If you don't know what we're talking about, a reminder, Canadians, we don't get news through Meta.
I can't even get the Today Show, like Facebook page. Okay. They sit and talk to me like a foot away from me and it's terrible in there. We know we experience it. No one ever says anything about kids refusing to leave the bathroom while moms are pooping, which is the norm. Why is it making headlines when it's dads? I agree with this person. Pretty sure I haven't gone to the bathroom alone in 10 years. This is normal. Slow news day. The family calls it dad's office. We hold meetings there. That's kind of funny. I think a lot of moms are like, yeah, no guff.
Another thing that shouldn't be retired.
No guff.
Our kids would have no idea what that means. That's a good one. No guff. I've never said it before.
I just don't know. I guess maybe it's weirder when a man sits down. Why is it weirder? They're the parent. They came out of their sack too, you know?
I don't know, but have your kids been in the room when your husband pooped?
Let's take a quick break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I can't confirm or deny, but I don't think they would. He goes to somewhere.
Same.
I don't even know if you could find him. It's like he has a secret toilet in the house somewhere.
I totally agree.
It's like a man cave.
And I have
no
idea.
Where'd you go?
I don't know where they go.
And I don't even think the kids wouldn't be like,
no,
he's in the bathroom.
No, it's like so not an event. And it happens. I don't know where it happens. I don't know when it happens. But I do know, I guess those actors are more like us. But I would say my husband's way more private about that kind of stuff.
We don't not have, in like moms a, don't have a choice because it starts when they're very young and it just doesn't end because the boundaries, the toddlers, you're not like, you don't close the door.
You can't go to the bathroom or they're going to kill themselves.
So it has been a standard since they were very young. It has never not been that way where I feel like men, they probably go to the office and probably deuce at the office and then come home. So it's never been a standard. It would be an event if it happened where these dads probably are at home a lot more. Like during the day and I feel like it's they've got young kids and I feel like if it was now because your husband works from home maybe and they were babies probably not you know I feel like if we said it to a mom they'd be like all of us when you say about a dad they're like that has I wonder how many dads are like I have pooed with my kid not many
no and I would also wonder how many women out there are like I would never poo with anyone in the room. That's a private thing. Like I do that alone.
I bet moms, not many.
I don't really think they have a choice.
That's what I mean. So many moms would be like, yep, thank you for, thank you
what
for.
What would you do with your toddler if you had to poo? That's why we have to keep them
they
in the bathroom.
Nap. You'd go only when they napped.
Well, I don't have those choices.
You'd be like, we're napping, go poo. Rest. Rest on the toilet.
Yeah.
And even if you, because you pee with the door open, you do all the things with the door open. It's very confusing what makes headlines. And if you are with us, let us know.
I take my bath with the door open. People come in, people come out. They use the toilet while I'm in there.
There is no, it's an open door policy. Mm-hmm. Although I think my older two are less about coming in because they don't want me coming into their bathroom. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they would still come in, but they'd rather me not come into their bathroom. So they've like, don't come into mine. I won't come. Let's have a truce. I'm done going to.
Well, lucky for them, you have no reason to go to their bathroom. It's on another floor.
Yep, they come to mine.
Yeah.
They like to be in mine. And downstairs, if you have a main floor bathroom, that door is always open. But actually, it's an open door policy. If you pee down there, the door is open. You cannot expect the door to be closed if you pee on the main floor of a family area.
No.
Sorry,
I'll be sitting in your bathroom, then I'll be like peeing, and I know Max is on the couch, and I'm like, Max, I know you can hear me peeing. The door's not closed. Just don't look this way. He's like, I had no interest in looking that way.
Your kids have 100% walked in and going pee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they've turned the corner, like, close the door. I'm like, it's my bathroom. It's open. Don't walk around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're weird like that.
Yeah.
We pee together too. We pee together.
Yes.
But don't sleep together.
Yes. And we're not pooing in the same room.
I mean, no, we're not.
And just so you know,
but
guys,
we support each other in it. Like if I have to go, I'm like, okay, I got you.
Yeah. And you know, it's really key, guys. Don't be embarrassed. If I know some people have a lot of anxiety pooing in public places, and I do, I really do. But I've gotten to a point where sometimes it's an emergency. You turn on your Spotify, you play the music. You walk into the bathroom with music playing loud. And just so you know, people will never think they're playing music. They'll think that music is playing in the bathroom. So if you're worried about that, and you play the music loud and you flush the toilet lots.
I 100% disagree that they don't know where it's coming from because it echoes out of the one stall. But I like that you think that because I think it calms your bowel anxiety.
Yeah.
Like I think.
But don't you think that everyone's like, thank you.
I
don't want you to hear me pee and
wipe.
I think
flushing a lot is great. I think half the people don't care. Because otherwise, I mean, I hear them let it rip in there.
I always think to myself, if anybody hears me poo in public,
but you,
they will never forget that they heard it.
You don't have a choice, though. And most people choose to go to that bathroom, like go to poo in a public bathroom. Most people have a choice.
I can't believe it's so weird when my one of my kids would be like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh my gosh, then go. And then they're like, no, I can't. Well, how long until we're getting home? I'm like, an hour. I'm like, I can wait. You can wait?
Yeah, most people can wait and hold it and know and then be like, I'll go
later. Is it really uncomfortable to hold it?
No, it just sneaks back up there. Like it hides away.
That is so amazing to have control over.
And
I can't.
It might not come out till the next day. And then when it comes out, woof. But yeah, no, a lot of you can. So a lot of, remember, a lot of people who are doing that are very comfortable with their bowels. Most could hold it unless they're on like a layover of a plane and they have to go to another plane and they've had coffee. But other than that, nope. They just can be like, nah.
Isn't that weird how people can be so different?
Yeah, like I could, never mind.
Please tell me right now. right now.
No, if I have to go to the bathroom and then I always I have to go to a gym class,
yeah.
I can hold it
yeah.
until the time's over.
Oh, I'm sure. Most, I think it's a lot of people.
Yeah, but I bet they let it rip because it's right there on the surface sometimes. So you have to really not do your 100 Pilates. You know, your legs are up. You can't do this. You got to keep your legs down. I mean,
I was thinking about pooing up something about this morning. I was going to ask you something about people going to the bathroom. I can't remember.
So for you, I feel like you think because you can't control it, everyone's listening to you. Those people, it's like going into a locker room where bushes are everywhere.
But if they walked out at the same time as me, they wouldn't be like, I just heard you poo.
Nope. Only you and I are like that.
If let me tell you something.
You and I are like that.
If I'm in a restaurant or if I'm at a hockey rink or yeah. I'm anywhere and I know you, Mom, and you poo and I hear it.
No, they walk out like, don't they walk out with confidence.
I will never look at you the same.
No, they don't care. They wash their hands. Like, oh, how's it going? Good game. You know the people.
Well, I would love to be them because it's a natural thing. Why am I making such a big deal of it?
Because it's your anxiety because you can't control it.
But so you feel out someone of else poo?
They don't care.
When plop.
Oh, I know. And the I know.
I oh my God.
Listen,
I can't believe it because
I'm always shocked when I hear like teachers and stuff. They just go and I'm like, whoa. Or when they pee and fart, they push it. They're trying. They're trying, like they,
yeah,
they're
no,
not
I've heard
holding
the pushing.
It in. So they're like, they push it. So I'm like, wow.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
No, that they're like, they're very mature.
Very.
They're like, it's a natural body. Everybody poos.
They're very
comfortable. Why are you being weird about this?
Yeah. And you and I are like,
they pooed. Oh my God, they pooed.
You and
they pooed. I heard her poo. I'll never look at you the same.
Like 90% of people don't give a flying poo.
Okay. Well, I just don't ever poo where I can hear you. Meanwhile, I'm the pooing queen.
I know.
But you better not hear me poo either.
You can run the water if it's a private stall. You and I know all the tricks.
I love when there's a kid in there who's constantly flushing the hand dryer. I'm like,
you do it again.
I'm like, that little kid for Prez.
Do it again. Do it again. So a video came up and I knew it was going to be a disaster, which is so shitty still. It's so shitty still. So it's Selena Gomez and
Reese Witherspoon on a red carpet.
I'll show you guys.
And they're meeting and they're giving each other a hug. And
I should actually send it to
Selena. Has
Selena's
the most beautiful dress on. She looks stunning.
So she's obviously taller than Reese, which is a very normal.
I do find it weird sometimes with celebrities because in movies they will like they'll make the actor look whatever height suits the character.
Yeah.
Like this one show I'm watching, they make him look like he's like 6'7", but in real life he's like 6'1", but all the angles make him look, they're trying to make him look huge. Sometimes when I see their actual height, I'm surprised at how short Reese Witherspoon is because I don't take her for short.
So comments, prego or fat? Is Selena a mom? Whoa, I think she's pregnant. Who cares how big she is? She's beautiful.
It's her medication that makes her big.
Yep. Yeah. And then I never realized Reese was so short. That's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is she pregnant? I like all of these. The bloating is from the steroids. It just goes on and on and on. And I think to myself,
I know some people are like, she's so beautiful no matter what, but not the right choice in dress. The dress looked amazing on her.
I think, what do you look like? Who's comment? Like, what do you look like who's commenting? Because you or your standards must be excessively high, or are you, I don't get that. Like, what do you look like in order? Because if you can go say someone looks bad, then are you like saying that about yourself? Or do you have a different expectation for famous people?
I think that public figures, people just have different expectations for. Like they have to, you know, when there were always back in the day, those magazines that are like these, celebrities are just like us, and then they love capturing without their makeup on and all that stuff.
Oh, and like normal body size.
People want them to look like their red carpet self at all times.
I can't imagine children reading those comments and thinking, if you have a body type like her, oh, that's what everyone would think of me wearing that dress. You know, that's what I always think about is the comments of what people would read. Not us, because if someone commented on our bodies, well, they do all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care. But if I worry about people reading the comments like young children who read all the comments.
Mm-hmm.
They love comments. Mm-hmm. Comments are, I guess, where the tea is. Yeah. What do you really think about it? That is something that we, our generation doesn't have.
Yeah.
Their generation is comment driven. It's like the most important.
And also like, if you see something, you have to like it. You have to like it. I'm like,
and if they know you saw it, you have to like it.
But yeah, the comments, because our kids will go through our comments on some of our TikToks and they'll bring it up and like, that person was so mean, or like, does that hurt your feelings? Like, I never even read it. And also, no, but I think that's also a really good example for our kids, seeing that they actually are seeing things like reviews and all of that, and that they're getting an example of, you can't hurt me. I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hurt. Like, and that's for us. We know that it can hurt a lot of people. It doesn't hurt our feelings, which I think is,
yeah,
which we would hope that everybody would feel that way no matter what, you can't say.
Don't you think it's crazy though? Amy Schumer, who just did like a round of press and everyone was commenting on her face, Selena Gomez, they're commenting because they look like this because they have a medical condition, which is even more fucked up because it makes them have to come out and talk about
something that they didn't maybe want to talk about.
Well, and also, what if they had nothing? So now that they have a medical condition, everyone's like, oh, that's fine. So it's fine if you have a medical condition to look like that. But if
heaven
you don't,
forbid you just put on some weight.
Fucking, you're a problem.
You need an excuse. Are you depressed? Do you have a medical condition? Why are you fat? I need
to know why.
I need to know why.
And why'd you grow up? Why did you have a 15-year-old body and now you have a 30-year-old body? Why did you do that? What, that is very confusing. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And don't you dare lose weight, because if you lose weight, you know what? That's triggering to me. So don't you lose weight either. Because
do you have an eating disorder? Are you on drugs?
Yes. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Are you sick? What's going on?
Are they just supposed to stay supposed to stay their age at that one point, I guess, for 100 years? Just don't age, don't grow, don't do anything. Just stay.
And that's what they say, like Hollywood, the pressures that they have are unrealistic.
It's from the people, not even from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's from all of us who constantly make this stupid narrative about it. Let's take a quick break and be right back with another hot topic.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
That's also why I think it's really helpful when celebrities have started through social media to show behind the scenes
and address it, like Julia Roberts did. Like, this is crazy. You guys are crazy. This is crazy.
You're crazy.
So Love is Blind. All right, let's go. End of the podcast. We save it for that. Love is Blind wrapped up. I'm glad we waited till this week to do it, because last week it just, hopefully all of you caught up. If you haven't caught up, stop listening.
Although, if you haven't caught up, I'm sorry to say, you don't even need to watch the final episode.
The last two episodes were, they really.
Oh, those were two?
No, like that one I watched before. They just drag it out. Like, they show how much they love each other. It was like all this magic, and then, you know, in my life, it scares me. They're not young.
I know.
Like, they're not 21.
I know.
They're not 22.
No.
They're in their 30s.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I mean, there's a lot of people who just have a lot of things going on. And I think a lot of those people actually are married. And so...
What the fuck? It's so fucking... I watch and I think to myself, what happened? Because they look like they're from lovely families.
Mm-hmm.
They look like their families are all great friends.
I know. Normal friends.
Jobs. Like, quote unquote, successful people. Disasters in relationships.
I mean, I guess a lot of people that you just know, like we get to know these people. We spend a lot of time talking to them. A lot of people you just meet on a surface level. You know, you don't know.
You mean we get to know the Love is Blind people?
Yeah, really well.
Really, they're our friends.
Yeah. Whereas you don't spend that much time listening to so many perspectives of like your neighbor across the street. But maybe if you did, you'd be like, oh shit, they're like the person on Love is Blind.
It is when you watch Chelsea and Jimmy, they're such the epitome of most relationships where they're like, I love you. I love you. You don't really love me. You don't show me how you love me. It is. And then they just start fighting. And then they're like, no, we can work this out. And then the fight reinstates again. And it goes, and you're watching it and you're like, oh my God, YouTube.
You know
oh my
where
God.
It, you know how it seems so unreasonable and the picking and the picking, picking. I literally, when I see it, because I've never had that with a partner, like a boyfriend.
You mean picking, or a friend. Like, you're like, you do this, you do.
Oh, and no, but also like, picking a fight out of nothing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, you said that word that way, and then that triggered me. Now I'm upset, and then the other person, like, that, it makes you feel like you're crazy watching them.
Yeah.
That happens with me and my teenage daughter. I feel like she feels I'm picking a fight, and then I feel like she's literally, and you feel like, who's crazy here?
You or me.
Right.
I know.
And when you watch them, it's the same thing, and that's what makes them be like, you know, when they go off on their own, they're like, was that me or was it them? Like,
I know.
I'm so confused. Thank God it's my daughter and I know it's her.
So you watch this and it's actually the epitome for the most unhealthy relationships you could ever be in, because they both think they're right and they both think that they're entitled to their
feelings, emotions,
their
thoughts.
Feelings are more important than the other, so much that they can't even hear the other person. Yeah. And the fight's like, you talk to the girl you slept with. She's your best friend. Will you FaceTime the guy you sleep with? Like this, okay, back and forth. And then she's like, yeah, that's different. And he's like, and you're just watching. You're like, you two are such.
Well, they also have to fast track a relationship that most people wouldn't be there for a couple of years. So they could do baby steps.
That is in every single one of their relationships. And it will continue to be. Because they all have an unrealistic they go in with this unrealistic expectation of love. They all go in thinking that we can talk for hours and we can definitely
get to know each other
and they're vetted and we're picked for each other. So we're like, it's good to go. And then I feel like in real life, attraction matters. And I feel like if Chelsea was Megan Fox, which is terrible to say, there'd be a very different dynamic between the two of them. And he would drop his friend that she was so upset about. And is that mean to say?
Sorry. Same time, Megan Fox would never consider Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Actually, I was thinking about that when we were sitting having lunch. 2 days ago, I was watching the people walk by in the street, and I was looking at the people at the tables. And this is gonna sound like maybe to some people it's gonna sound like a bad conversation, but it crossed my mind. And I always say like there's somebody for everyone, okay?
Yeah.
But you know how like often more attractive people end up together?
Yeah.
Okay. And not always exceptions.
And by the way,
the role.
Chelsea is beautiful, and Jimmy should not like. They could have easily been a couple, like in terms 100%. Of how they look. He just had a different interpretation of who she was. Mm. So that's where it fucked up in terms of attraction, because she's not like she's perfect for how she is.
I don't think that she would be attracted to Jimmy in real life if I were to
that's
peg it
my
anyways.
Point. I mean, it's not like he was like
a babe.
It wasn't like he was a 6'7" guy walking.
So speaking of numbers like that. So let's say you are. Let's say for traditional standards, physically,
yes,
aesthetically looking, you are a 5.
Okay.
Do you just...
You're 5, yeah.
You're 5. So, and I see a couple and I'm like 5 and 5 together, 5 and 5. So was there a point in their lives where they realized that 10s were not going to be an option for them and they're just okay with that?
I think it comes down to what you appreciate in your life, because I have seen people who don't look like they go together.
But when it happens, you're kind of like, interesting.
Yet, very much so.
Often they're in the same genre.
Yeah.
Within the same two numbers.
I think they might have lots in common.
I get it. I get the deep part of it all.
No, I mean, I think they might have the same, because I'm thinking like I.
Because they've lived a life as a five and they know they've had the same experiences. Yeah.
I would think so. I think that they would have the same, like some of the same.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that I think most people, how they perceive themselves is a bigger problem than what the other people perceive themselves as. So I think they both perceive themselves as fives.
Yeah.
And I think that it, not necessarily the world, I think they do.
Yeah.
Because anyone can go and become closer to a 10. Most women can. They can get their hair done. They can do their thing. Like, you know, you can make yourself a little bit more of a 10 with a lot of things. But if you see yourself as a way, you're going to go find yourself. You're going to think your value.
That's another thing I was thinking is.
Yes, Natalie.
It would be. Okay.
And everyone's five is different. But I think you see, I think you take on what you want to take on. And then that's how you live rather than, like, I think Chelsea is low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I think that rather than her, if she was like, I'm fucking so hot. Because she's like, I kind of look like Megan Fox with the eyes, but didn't own it.
Mm.
I feel like if she had walked out as like a fox, she was like, I hope she knew she what she had done. He was going to be like, what? Right away. So I feel like if
she set herself up for failure.
I do feel like confidence is, I know someone in real life that we know who their personality is such a 10 that you would never even think about the way they look as a 5, a 6, a 7, 8. They are just. He is like the people, it's just an attractive personality that just attracts thing, and he's like the confidence in people. So I do feel like women and men.
I wonder if like a relationship experts help people with this, but like if you don't acknowledge, I would think that it would be hard for some people to find a partner if they don't
think they're worthy of what they're looking for.
Or they don't realize what they actually are. Like, you know, when someone's I only want a guy who's like I know a woman. Okay. But she's going to grow up and realize. But I know a grown woman who kind of does that. It's like, I only want tall, dark, handsome. This I'm like,
are they protecting themselves though?
Or maybe, I mean, maybe, but also it's kind of like, you got to mature out of that. You got to realize, I mean, even for younger people, like let's say a guy thinks he's a fucking 10.
Yeah.
And he's not. It's going to be really hard for him because he's not going to get his matching 10.
Are there a 10 in high school and they grow out of 10 and they stayed thinking.
That's classic.
I do think, though, it's the way you present. And I do think that someone's 5 is someone else's 10. If the personality, there is people who are naturally, everyone's like, oh my gosh. I actually know someone else who is way more attractive because of their personality.
Oh my God. I know so many people like that.
When you see them, you're like, oh my God. You.
I just posted someone on our Instagram story. And if I were to come across him in my feed, I wouldn't have thought anything. But for some reason, I stopped on him. And as I watch his I don't even hear his voice. I just watch the way he is.
Yeah.
I find him so attractive because of the way how he is.
Yeah.
And so we all know that.
And I think, though, that plays into so much of it, how they see themselves and how they walk into a room, how you interact with people, how you. And fun note, we have to go, but we should do a podcast. The book I'm reading, I follow him on Instagram now, and he said that there's givers and takers in life. Mm-hmm. And a taker will always be a taker. And you can tell takers, like you can have 10 givers on a team and one taker. Mm-hmm. That one taker is bigger than the 10 givers.
What do you mean bigger?
Like it causes more havoc, wreaks more havoc than, so you can have all these people who are helping each other out and like good on the team. Then you can have that one person.
It's kind of like they say, like when you have a business, you for every like, okay guys, for every like 20 positive reviews, the one negative review means so much more than all the positives.
So that's what he's saying, because he said you would think you could equal it out, even if they have the skill set. He's like, but you can tell a lot.
So how do you get rid of that one?
Well, he's like, he weeds them out. He doesn't hire them. But his question is, how'd you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who are your business role models that helped you?
Mm-hmm.
And he says the takers always say, who have you helped in your career? Mm-hmm. They always say people who are actually higher up than them.
Mm.
Like, their ego's like, I've helped that person. The people who are givers talk about the people below them on the team, how they've helped them. And then he said, and you want to go out with them and see how they treat wait staff and servers.
Yeah. They like to say someone, so they want, they're a person who loves to get credit for how great they are.
Yep. And so they say they helped all the people, like the people who are above them and who are more successful. They are the one, they helped them get there. That was me.
You wouldn't have, that person probably wouldn't have got there. Or
if
like,
it was, if I didn't have, if I wasn't on the team.
That wasn't a part of that.
Yeah. And I was like, and I said, I see that because it's the way people talk, interact, because we have fired a taker and she was very much a taker. And just...
Yeah.
Credit card.
Yeah.
She was such a taker, and they can't see that they're takers, and you cannot change a taker. They're kind of almost narcissists because it's like they rationalize why it's okay.
Mm-hmm. And I bet.
And in relationships, same thing.
Yeah.
Confidence and that there's, you sort of have to be aware of, you know, the confidence versus how they're presenting to other people, and don't get trapped into
On this note too, I was also thinking, I don't know why these things have crossed my mind lately, especially because Love is Blind has so much to do with that.
Some of them, like, I wanted to fix him. I wanted to change him. They'd be scooped up by a taker.
Yes. But I was also thinking about attractiveness and getting to know people and finding out who they are. And I was driving, after I dropped off TJ, I looked at all these people that just look like regular people. And then I looked at this man, I thought, in your world, like, to me, you look so generic, like nothing. You just look like a guy. Like, and my initial thought is like, you're just that guy. But I'm like, in his world, like, he was really attractive to his wife at one point.
At one point, or
maybe still. And like, his friends might think he's really funny. Like, he might have such a personality, you know? And to me, I just look at him like a generic guy. And I was thinking how so many people are just really average looking, but I'm like, until you talk to them and then they can shine.
That's the magic of life.
But
baby,
some people's personalities shine through just when you look at them.
Yes.
You're like, I feel such an energy just from them. I want to talk to them.
And they have a unique way of living. They get a lot what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But they can be kind about it. Okay, y'all. We'll see you next week.